Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel crushed under pressure from the changes going on in this world? Is your desperation greater than your fear? The journey to understanding what you're going through and your transformation starts now with Valerie Trujillo and her show, Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. During this show, get validation for what you're experiencing, and if you're ready, heal your wounds, gain control, and get the guidance to start making the changes that you've been afraid to make. Valerie is an empath, psychic, angelic energy healer and teacher, an artist, shaman, healer, sage practitioner, reverend, master oracle card reader, and a talented intuitive, who will also bring insightful conversations with other powerful healers, readers, and metaphysical store owners to your doorstep. Whether it's a spiritual connection, healing and learning, or connection to your metaphysical needs, you will feel the energy as you and Valerie connect with spirit for validation, insight, and inspiration. Ready to connect? Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle starts now.
Hi everyone, I'm Valerie Trujillo, and you're listening to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle on the Transformation Network. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll talk about how to get clarity and validation on things that you're going through. My shows are on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain. And we'll be talking about giving you guidance, insight, inspiration. And in the future, I might have a few guests on. Today, I'm here to discuss about how you can ground yourself when you feel overwhelmed and find balance so that you can get calm and truly understand what's going on and how you can deal with it. What has you upset? Oh, the dreaded triggers. What are they? And why do we get them? And then how do we get rid of them? Let's look into why you're triggered emotionally and how to stop, heal, and to let go so you can live your best life. Did you know that when someone does something and it makes you mad, it's because you see something of that in yourself and you need to heal that too? A lot of what happens is people are mirrors of us. So we get triggered by what happens in front of us. And did you know that when you judge someone, you're really putting judgment on yourself about the same situation? We tend on to hold on to things that we should be letting go of. Memories, going over and over again as if it's going to change somehow. Anger at someone who has hurt you in the past, a prisoner to that emotion, and allowing that someone to take your personal power. And they couldn't even care less. Why do we do these things? Why do you hold on to these things? Don't you know that these things happen to you? They don't define who you are. So don't let other people push their reality onto you. When did you stop listening to yourself? Remember, the truth shall set you free. But first, it'll shatter all your illusions. When I first heard this, I didn't understand it. It wasn't until I started on my own road to listening to my guides, guardian angels, and the archangels that I finally understood. We are literally programmed at birth to be strong and independent and not ask for help. Do you remember being a little child and getting hurt? Did someone come and check on you and make sure that you were all right? Or were you told, stop it, stop crying, you're okay? Most of it was the latter. And we quickly learned that we had to take care of ourselves. Oh yes, our parents had a roof over our heads. They cared for our basic needs, but our emotional well-being, that was ours to take care of. So as I started on my journey of connecting to my emotions, my guides let me know I can't heal anyone until I heal myself. And I had no idea how to do this. My guides let me know that I truly had to go through the events of the past to get through this. So I had to do a lot of looking at my past and see what I held on to that I needed to release. And believe me, I thought I dealt with all of this stuff. Don't you know, by suppressing your emotions, our bodies, our higher selves, they know that we're suppressing these things. And our body responds by delivering messages to our physical bodies that keep us on our chosen paths. You heal by feeling, by facing, by releasing what no longer serves you. For me, that one emotion I thought I dealt with was from my ex. He abused me and my children. I didn't realize I still held pain, hurt, and shame from that abuse. And that shame I was carrying, it wasn't mine, it was his to carry. I finally let that go last year. And it's not mine to carry anymore. Wow, what a day that was. To look at my life honestly and realize that I am not being judged for this. My guides let me know that I was being held. I no longer had to live in his reality. My reality was mine to manifest as I chose to do. Do you have emotions that you carry? When you were a little kid, did you get hurt? When you were a teenager, did someone hurt you? And you still hold on to it. As an adult, has someone hurt you? And instead of letting go, you're still a prisoner to that by being angry and upset when someone says that person's name or mentions something that has to do with that person. Those are triggers because you haven't released what happened. Remember, like I said before, those things define nothing in you. Those things happen to you. You have to think about, what did you learn in this situation? When you learn that the lesson that you were told to learn, or that spirit wants you to learn, you can let go of that emotion. It doesn't have to hold you prisoner anymore. And that's what I've done. I think of everything as a lesson. And I kind of had to become a shamanic practitioner. Going through that emotion of where I don't want to deal with this again. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. Why? Because we're afraid we're going to fall apart. We're afraid we're going to get angry. And we're supposed to have control. We're supposed to be, how would you say this? Strong and be able to handle everything. And if we fall apart, well, then there's something wrong with us. But that's not what's going on. That's not the truth. The truth is that we need to heal. We need to grow. And we can't do that if we suppress all those feelings. And did you know that those feelings and those emotions, including trauma that you've had in your life, when you don't deal with them, they manifest in your body as ailments. they literally, it's our body talking to us, telling us what we need to heal, what we need to fix. And we don't pay attention to that. Society has taught us if we're hurting, go to the doctor, get meds. And I'm not discounting doctors, believe me, I'm not. But I also learned that I have to take responsibility for some of what's going on with me. I can't run to the doctor every time I have that issue. So learning to go through our emotions when we don't want to, it gets really hard. We have to understand about why those triggers came up. Because a lot of times we don't pay attention. So do you have emotions that you have no idea why they came up or why you were triggered? Where do you think these emotions go? I have so much more to talk to you about. Right now, you're listening to Valerie Trujillo on Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle on the Transformation Network. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject of grounding, clearing, of learning how to forgive and let things go that don't serve you anymore. I want you to stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got Talk Radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
To shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street. And I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing thing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now. Hi, we're back on Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle. I'm Valerie Trujillo. In the next 15 minutes, we're going to talk about how to let things go so you can live your best life. But before we continue, I want to make sure you know how to contact me. You can email me at crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com. My show airs every second and fourth Tuesday of each month, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain. And there will be 3 airings of each show every month. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, and you can go directly to my website too at crystalblueoracle.com to hear the shows. Earlier we talked about how we get triggered. And about these things that we haven't released, forgiven, or let go of that have happened to us. It's not always easy to let go when you don't know how to let go. And truly thinking we let it go, then like a piece of lint in your pocket deep down and you pull some change out, whoa, it's right there. And there's no way of not looking at it. One of the ways that I want to show you on how to let things go is Ho'oponopono. It's the action of forgiveness. We tend on to hold on to things and situations and people who have hurt us or traumatized us in the past. Whether it's a person who broke your heart or a trauma from abuse, this can help you stop being a prisoner to the situation and or the emotion. Ho'oponopono is essentially the act or practice to correct a mistake or make it right. And you can practice this in 4 simple steps. The first one is repentance, saying I'm sorry. Ask for forgiveness. Say please forgive me, or remember just to forgive yourself. Gratitude, saying thank you. And showing love, I love you. Intention is everything. And you gotta remember this, you don't have to do it in front of that person. You can sit alone in your room and say, I'm sorry for the role that I played in this situation. Even if you did nothing wrong, you were still there. Ask for forgiveness. Say, please forgive me for the role that I played. And then tell yourself, forgive me. For holding on to this, for not letting it go, for not realizing how I could just learn the lesson and go. Show gratitude. Thank you for being a part of my life and being a part of my life lesson. And then thank yourself. Thank you for not giving up. For being strong, even when you thought you were weak. Thank you for trying to learn the lesson and trying to let things go. And say, I love you. I love you for the part that you played in my life, and I let you go with love and light. And love yourself. I love you. And I'm so thankful that I didn't give up on you. I'm so thankful that I learned my lessons. I'm so thankful that I tried to see all the facets of what's going on. Remember, intention is everything. Feel it, face it, and release it. And when you ask for forgiveness, you got to remember
as you work through your own healing. Remember that you're held up by the strength and the love of the warriors who've come before you. And that's your ancestors, the people who are in your life, that grandparents, uncles, aunts. And not just in this lifetime, in all lifetimes. And a lot of you might not believe in that, and so there's a lot of you that do. But we tend to bring pain from the past that we haven't dealt with. I had an issue with my hip, my right hip, and I didn't know that I had an issue. And it was from something from the past, and I had to let it go. And I did, and the hip is good. Our bodies tell us when we need to release something, and we have to listen. That's going to be on a different show because there's so much entailed in that. Remember, though, that we are all kindred here. There is no judgment, only love. I want to make sure that we capture the whole idea. What I usually do is put a person in front of me, closing my eyes, use your imagination. That's a lot of the intention. Imagine they're sitting right in front of you and tell them, I am so sorry. And remember to tell yourself you're sorry. You have to remember that, because if you don't, you have to be able to forgive yourself. You're not perfect. There is no such thing. And it takes so much more courage to say to yourself, I'm sorry. Not just to say sorry to the other person, but I mean, that's a big thing. It is. Because we take responsibility for our actions and for what we felt. But when we forgive ourselves, it's a huge weight taken off our back. You know, you want to be strong and you're an adult, and you realize that people in your past told you how things were going to be. And instead of figuring it out for yourself, you believed them. All up into your adulthood. And then you're like, whoa. They had no idea. They didn't know or really want to know what they were talking about or how they were misleading us. We have to forgive ourselves because we believed. We trusted. And then you have to ask for forgiveness. Again, like I said, forgive me for the part I played. And it doesn't have to be you being the person who caused something to happen. You could be the one who's received the pain and say, I'm sorry. I am truly sorry. I am sorry for everything that I characterized in this situation, everything I lived and I believed. And change your story. Then you ask for forgiveness. And when you do that, you need to do it with complete and total heart. Just forgive me for what I did in this situation, for how I reacted, because I didn't know either. And then forgive yourself because you didn't know. There's a lot of things that we don't pay attention to until we're hurt. And then we still don't know what it is because we want to push it on the other person. But that's where you need to understand. If you forgive yourself, you're taking a huge weight off too. And then be grateful. Every person that comes into our lives is for a reason. My belief, everything happens for a reason. Everyone happens for a reason. So be grateful that they came into your life and helped to teach you the lesson that you learned. Yeah, it might not have been pretty. It might have been real messy. But you learned. And that's another thing. If you didn't learn, you're going to keep repeating that cycle with everybody. Everybody that comes into your life. Because you didn't choose to learn. You didn't choose to forgive and repent. And love. For some people, that's really, really super hard. And they think it makes them weak, but it doesn't make you weak. It makes you so strong to admit you're wrong and to want to make it right. And to release with love and gratitude so you don't hold any animosity for anyone. Again, you've got to remember intention is everything. When you do Ho'oponopono, if you don't really want to feel it and you're still angry, you need to keep working at it. You need to figure out why it is you don't want to let go. Because it's affecting everything in your life that you do. Everyone that comes into your life, every situation in your life that's connected to that person or the situation that happened. And remember, again, we're all being held up by strength and love of all the warriors that have come before us. There's no judgment. There's only love here. I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to capture the whole idea. But we're going to get ready now to take our next break. I'm Valerie, and you're listening to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle. When we come back, I'll explain how we can remind ourselves not to have expectations about every little thing. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Friends, this is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and this is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we are the creators of our own reality. During our journey, we will write our own life story and create our own personal resume. We all have been provided the freedom to choose what we want, choose how we feel, and choose how we respond to events and circumstances. This brings an inspirational quote to mind. If you can dream it, you can do it. Mr. Walt Disney. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, creativity, and of course, your freedom of choice. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
you've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
We're back with Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle, and I'm Valerie Trujillo. And we're live on the Transformation Network. I can be reached at crystalblueoracle.com or emailed at crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com. And I'm here today talking about triggers, letting go, intention, trusting the universe, and how it works, and how it benefits the client when I'm doing a reading is what we're going to talk about now. I do oracle card readings. I use the cards to connect to spirit. And when I was doing them face to face, before COVID, clients would touch the cards. Just before COVID hit the last surge, I did readings and I had clients put their hands on the sides of the cards. I technically don't need them to touch the cards or to even put their hands on the sides. I just need their permission. The first thing that I need for anybody to know when I do a reading is that I don't gain anything by telling you what the cards say. Spirit wants you to know what is for your best and highest good. I'm the conduit. I have no judgment. So what you're going through, it's not that I don't care. It's that as I do the reading and I get the connection from my guides, I give you what's for your best. And it's not always what you want. A majority of it is what you need, and some people don't understand that. But I do ask for a connection before I do a reading with my guides, and lately Metatron has been wanting to be working with me, so I do work with him when I do readings. Always clear my energy, and I set my intention to give the most clear and accurate reading possible, and to give the client, like I said, what they want, a little bit, but more of what they need. And honestly, it's out of my hands. I can ask for that, and Spirit's going to give me what the client needs. And I call my ancestors and all the people that I pull in for my healings and readings my posse, because that's what they told me to call them. So they hold space for me as I do my readings and healings. Again, I would have the client look at the cards, touch the cards, or if I'm doing a Zoom or phone reading, give me their permission, like I said. And I usually use three decks to pull their cards and give them the information that's going to help them. I get words, I get pictures, I get voices in my head or memories of things that I've gone through. And in telling them the story of what Spirit put in my head, they connect. Also, too, I'll get songs. And right away, that clicks for the client. I usually, too, also have visuals on my table. I'll have crystals to show the client how they need to clear the clutter that's in their hearts. And it's honestly, the easiest way to imagine it is imagine your home. You have something on every wall and every corner. And then you just saw something at the store. And you want to get it and bring it home, but you don't have any room. So what do you have to do there? You have to get rid of something. Well, you look around, you get rid of something, and then you can purchase the other item and bring it in. And its space is taken there. That's the same way with the way our hearts are. If we don't deal with anything, all of those things are cluttered in our heart, all the space in our heart. So imagine your heart, everything filled in there. You can't let abundance or love or happiness in because there's trauma, there's pain, there's anger, there's shame, there's guilt, there's fear, all in your heart that you haven't dealt with. So I'll tell the client, you have to look at those things. You have to ask yourself, what is bothering me the most right now? What is triggering me the most right now? And that's something you need to deal with. Also, too, you cannot deal with everything at one single time and get it all done. In this life, we have karma. So we have to, like an onion, get peel and work on that karma. Whether it's something negative we created, whether it's something that we have to deal with. Peel that layer. I usually ask spirit to show me, especially like when I'm doing the Ho'oponopono, show me what it is I need to forgive myself for. Show me what it is I need to deal with. And I'll start writing, like in a journal. And all of a sudden, the situation is coming up, a memory, and I'm writing it down. And this is something I realize I want to release. I don't want to hold on to this anymore. It doesn't serve me. So I have to think, get it all out of my system, write it all out. And then I'll write down the Ho'oponopono stuff. And I'll say it out loud. And my intention is to truly let it go. I'm going to let it go. So when I'm doing readings, I tell people this. I let them know you have to let it go in order to move on. And like I said, Ho'oponopono is huge for that, to help you let things go. It makes it more clear to know there's four different things you have to do. And don't lie to yourself about it. Like I said, no judgment. You're not being judged by anybody for the pain that you're going through. But if you want to clear it, you have to look at it realistically. And you have to want to let it go. You have to want to be happy. You have to set that intention. You have to not just talk the talk, you've got to walk the walk, so to speak. If you don't want to be happy, that is your choice. Personally, I like to be high vibrational, to be happy, and to show love and grace to everybody that I come across. I don't want to be holding things and holding people in my current life accountable for the pain that was caused to me in the past. A lot of people will say, okay, let's say I do that and I still don't get rid of it. Well, your intention, there's something more in there that you're not looking at. And you have to want to let it go. Again, you can't sit there and say, well, but that's dirty so-and-so did this to me and that dirty so-and-so did that to me. Okay. They did that. What did you learn from that situation? You know that person could care less. They probably don't think about it. But you're holding yourself a prisoner to it. And you don't need to. whatever they did, like with my ex, that's their shame to bear. Whether they bear it or not, that's up to them, and that's how they have to live with their karma. You have to live with yours. And if you really, truly want to be happy, you have to let it go. You have to be as a collective. We want to raise each other up and be happy. So letting go of your clutter, you make room for more happiness. And if everybody does that, and we raise our vibration, nothing but love and light, how powerful we could be. And we can manifest anything we want when we're in high vibration, when we're happy. Another show. But getting rid of that clutter is what you have to concentrate on. Working on each thing. So you can stop being a prisoner to that pain, to that heartache. You deserve the best life, the happiest life possible. And if you don't realize it, you owe it to yourself. This is Valerie Trujillo with Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle on the Transformation Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll share with you what to do to stay grounded and stay calm. Stay tuned.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group today.
Tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi again. This is Valerie Trujillo with Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle on the Transformation Radio Network. I wanted to talk in this last few minutes about my own experience, because people need to know, just because I'm on this platform doesn't mean I haven't gone through my own pain and heartache and that I haven't come through it. I haven't always been optimistic and positive about the things that I've experienced in my life. I was the baby of my family. I wasn't planned, but I was loved. I didn't have all the wonderful relationships. I was hurt. And I chose to let things go even when I knew I was going to get the short end of the stick. And I went through it anyway. And I learned right away that I really couldn't depend on my family to make me happy. Like almost every young female, I fell in love, had my heart broken, and I fell in love again. And then I was abused. My children were abused. But we survived it. We were made stronger for that situation. And we have stayed close-knit. Yeah, we've had our ups and downs. What family hasn't? But we are all the better for it, for all that pain and trauma that we lived through, the lessons that we learned, not just about the situation that happened, but about ourselves. And how we continue, even to this day, to love and support each other. So like I said, I used to be negative, really negative. And before I got onto this path, I found God. And don't get it twisted. I had my relationship with the Creator. I stayed in that religious platform for as long as I could. But then I call God, Goddess, Creator, I am, or I am that I am. I was prompted by I am to leave the church because I was ready to take the step to the next level. I learned from all of my years in organized religion that ultimately it was my relationship with I am that I needed to worry about. And all that I am wants me to be is happy and to share that you guys aren't alone and that you can live your best life. And if you have gifts and you don't know what to do, or your children have gifts and you don't know how to help them, you can come to me for guidance and support. Also, if you need validation, healing, or support, you can go to my site, and there's information there on how to get a reading, a healing, or both. Each one of us is responsible for our own healing, and we must take action. We can't just sit there and play victim. We have to take action. That's the only way we're going to heal. I could have sat there and let people tell me what was right and wrong about religion or about how to be a passive, quiet Hispanic female. But if you know me, you know I'm none of those things. And I tend to look at my life as a work in progress. Being responsible continuously for trying to look at people and not judge them. Look at people and say, hey, if I am judging you, I have to look at that at myself and be honest and look at myself. Like I said before, it's not pretty. Healing, it breaks all your illusions of all the things that have people told you in the past. But it's worth it. It makes you, it feel alive is what I'm getting. Because we can walk through this life, and I can tell you, I walk through this life like a robot. Just going through the motions, not feeling anything, going and getting everything that I needed done. And then on the weekend, I let it go. I drank. And I would drink until I was sitting there crying and listening to music and singing and crying and listening to music and singing and crying, not healing myself, but sitting there feeling bad for what I had lost or how I'd been hurt. And I don't do that anymore. I look at my pain. I look at my sorrow. And I think about, what do I need to learn about this situation? If it's triggering me, I need to look at it. I need to figure out why it's triggering me. Because I'm not going to be held a prisoner to those things anymore. And yeah, it's a work in progress. Like I said before, we're onions and you peel a layer at a time. So when I first started doing the healing, I thought I was going to heal it all in one shot. And then I realized, nope, that's not going to work that way. And going through the dark night of the soul, being a shamanic practitioner, did the same thing. Dealing and healing things that spirit wanted me to heal and deal with. And not so I could be lifted up in any way, shape, or form, but so I could tell you it's doable. You can do it. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty. But you can do it. And when you do it, you have this sense of weight that's lifted off of you for that thing. And yeah, you still have a few other weights on you from doing those other things, but for the most part, you're lifting every time you try to deal with something, and you're healing it. And just remember that we're all black sheep. We're all outlaws, lone wolves, sacred clowns, and sacred rebels. And all are welcome here. Just so you all know, I offer oracle card readings via Skype or Zoom. I'm also able to do group readings for the holidays. And that probably has to be via Zoom or Skype. I also do readings and healings because of COVID via Skype, and the healings I do virtually. If something that you're interested in, go to crystalblueoracle.com to book your reading or your healing, or email me at crystalblueoracle@yahoo.com and get your question to me, what you need healed. I want to thank all of you for letting me share that we can heal and we can give each other the information and guidance so you can live your best life. I want to thank you for all tuning in to Love and Light with Crystal Blue Oracle. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain. And the next show is December 8th. And on that show, we'll be talking about full moon and new moon ceremonies and why we do them. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Until I see you again, love and light.
Thank you for listening to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle, healing as a tribe and taking responsibility for it. Tune in next time for more powerful conversations spiritually crafted to jumpstart your healing journey so you can own your spiritual gifts. And in turn, shed that light on the people around you so they can do the same. Embrace the confusion, the fear, the strength. Let go of your limiting beliefs. Your healing is in your hands, and it's time to take action. Find your tribe, heal together, in love and light. For more information about Valerie and her services, visit crystalblueoracle.com.